Our story begins at the Westside Hospital, where Dr. Hunt is having a session with Adriana.
You said you had a memory.
I think so. It was a dream, actually, but it was so real.
Tell me about this dream.
Well, my father and I were arguing about Zach, and he was threatening him. I was so scared, I blurted out that he couldn't hurt him because I was pregnant.
Pregnant?
I told my father I was pregnant, Dr. Hunt. Could this be real?
I don't know, Adriana. You haven't mentioned this under hypnosis, so it's possible this is just a dream.
My dream was so vivid, and when I woke up, I felt like I had remembered something.
I think we should put you back under and see if you can recount this incident under hypnosis.
Let's do it. I want to get to the bottom of all this so I can get out of this place.
Welcome to the continuing story of Scripts and Scruples. At the Westside Psych Ward Nurses Station, Zoe is working alone when Chuck walks up.
Zoe, I have some news for you.
You found Zelda?
No, I got the results of the DNA test I had done on Dara's blood with Deanna Madison's.
And?
Deanna was Dara's mother. There's no doubt about it.
Oh.
I know that part of you didn't believe me and thought that somehow Dara was Zelda's daughter, but that's just not the case.
Zelda told Dr. Hunt that she had a daughter. She has to be out there somewhere.
We don't know for sure if that daughter is even alive. Hopefully Carl will come up with some information for us.
She has to be alive. Zelda has to be alive.
Are you on break, Zoe?
No. Nurse Graham, this is Chuck, the guy I was telling you about who knew my sister.
Oh, the one who knocked her up and cheated on her?
Well, it's nice to meet you, too.
Look, I probably shouldn't be telling you this, but Dr. Hunt mentioned something to me that he remembered when he was going through your sister's files.
What is it? Any little bit of information could help us find her.
It seems like Zelda was seeing another doctor before she came to Westside.
Another doctor? Do you know his name?
Yes, Dr. Flowers.
Dr. Flowers?
Chuck, what is it?
Zoe, I encountered Dr. Flowers last year, and he was no doctor, believe me.
What do you mean?
Do you know anything about the Dr. Flowers that Zelda saw?
Nope. Just his name.
Chuck, who is this man? What do you know?
The Dr. Flowers I'm talking about was the leader of a church.
A church?
Well, not really a church. It was a cult.
In his office at Dean Industries, Todd is talking with Hannah on the phone.
Have you talked to Charlie today?
Not yet. He's been in and out. But I'm sure he's going to mention the little cupcake incident.
I hate it when he calls you that. It's so stupid.
He's harmless, Todd. He has a nickname for everyone.
I wonder how he'd like it if I called his girlfriend Cupcake.
He'd have to have a girlfriend first, hon.
That's even worse. It's sexual harassment.
It's not sexual harassment. It doesn't bother me.
Look, we can talk about this later. I have to run.
Okay.
Serena, hi.
What's this about sexual harassment?
Hannah's boss calls her Cupcake, and it drives me crazy.
That does seem a little inappropriate for the workplace.
That's what I've been saying, but she doesn't agree.
Well, if she doesn't mind it, there's not much you can do, right?
Yeah, you're probably right.
So, how do you think the meeting this morning went with Barnes?
I think it went well. You really wowed them.
Well, I think it was you that wowed them, actually.
Are you serious?
You have taken everything thrown at you and run with it.
I appreciate that. It's been a whirlwind few months, but I've worked hard, and I'm glad you're happy.
Todd, I don't know if you've heard about this or not, but Leonard is leaving Dean, and we need to find a replacement.
Yes, I heard about that yesterday. Do you have someone in mind?
As a matter of fact, I do. You.
Me? But I've been here such a short time.
You deserve it, Todd. It means that you and I would be working even closer together, so I hope that doesn't prevent you from taking the job.
Are you kidding? I love working with you.
Really? Not all my employees feel that way.
I think we work very well together, don't you?
Yeah, I guess we do.
In her office at Manhattan Monthly, Alexandra is working at her desk when Andrew walks in.
Well, if it isn't my deadbeat brother. Where did you sleep last night, Andy?
I slept in a hotel. Not that you would care.
Oh, get off it. You know I care, or I wouldn't be so mad at you.
I needed a relaxing night, so I got a room at the Waldorf.
And who paid for that little treat?
Well, Larissa did.
Larissa gave you money for a hotel?
No, not exactly.
Oh, God. I'm not sure I want to hear this story.
Larissa tossed me out on the street without any concern for my well-being, so I have no guilt about anything I did to survive.
Like you've ever felt guilt in your life? What did you do?
I just borrowed some of her jewelry.
You stole from Larissa?
Hey, when we got married, it was share and share alike. I wasn't going to sleep on the street.
Andy, you could have come to my place. No matter how much I want to kill you, I wouldn't let you sleep on the street.
Well, I wasn't feeling any of the love from you, Alex. So I wanted to be on my own. So what?
So why are you here now, then?
Well, I need your help. I have to get Connie back, and you're the only person I know that can help me.
Andy, you should be concerned about seeing your son, and not about Connie Richards.
But I'd love her, Alex. Don't you know what that feels like?
Yeah, and it's overrated. There's no way in hell I'd help you get back together with Connie. And besides, it's a lost cause.
Nothing is a lost cause if you want it bad enough. You taught me that, Alex.
Forget about it, Andy. I know you somehow managed to get caught in bed with Connie and still not have your real identity revealed to her. But there's no getting out of this hole you've dug for yourself.
Fine. Be that way. If you won't help me, I'll figure out a way to get Connie back myself.
At the rec center, Chuck has returned from the hospital and is talking with Hannah at the front desk.
Gee, Chuck, you really got around back there, huh, you big stud?
I know. I was a complete idiot.
So you've hired Carl to track down Zelda? Do you really think you could have another daughter?
I honestly don't know what to think, but the thought has crossed my mind about what Dara's going to think about all this.
What do you mean?
Well, she's still getting used to me being her father, and I don't want to lose any of the respect I've earned with her. And what kind of example am I setting if I have yet another illegitimate child?
Chuck, from everything Ellie has told me, you've been a great dad so far. Don't sell yourself short.
You know, why haven't we talked in so long? I need this kind of support in my life more often.
Hey, with this new gym here at the rec center, you'll probably be seeing a whole lot more of me.
Is anyone ready for a workout?
I'm here. We'll see how ready I am.
How's it going, Todd?
Pretty good. I got a promotion today.
A promotion? That's great.
I can't believe how fast it all happened. Tyrone Lenhart is leaving Dean, and I was asked to take over his job.
Congratulations, Todd.
Thanks. I think this will be a good move for me.
Does this mean I'll no longer be working for Serena?
No, actually. We'll be working even closer together now.
Oh.
At Dean Industries, Charlie walks into Todd's empty office.
Oh, guess he's not here. Oh, excuse me.
It's all right.
Let me rewind for a second. Hello. I don't suppose you would know where this, what's his name? Todd Malone is by any chance, would you?
He's actually gone for the day.
4:30? Guess they're not running as tight a ship around here as they used to.
Well, I'm actually his boss, and I run a pretty tight ship. Todd got a promotion today, and I told him to take off early. Are you a friend of his?
Oh. No, I wouldn't say we're friends. I'm Charles Turner Dean, Jr., as in the son of the founder of this company.
Oh, hi. You're Terry's brother.
Yes, I figured you've heard of me. And your name is?
Serena. Serena Stiles.
Nice to meet you, Miss... Wait, Stiles? Oh, you're Gretchen Stiles' sister-in-law, right?
You know Gretchen? Oh, I guess he would, because your brother is dating her sister.
Was dating. They're not anymore. But whatever my brother does has nothing to do with me. Miss Gretchen and Marilyn, we've remained friends. Still.
That's nice.
You guys don't really get along, right?
Well, that's kind of a personal question, Charlie.
Oh, I'm sorry. Guess some people are more private than others. Anyway, so this Todd guy, he got a promotion today, huh? Must mean he's doing well here at my dad's company.
Yeah, he is. Very well. He's been impressive since he joined Dean.
Big fan of his, are you?
You could say that. Why'd you ask?
Oh, no reason. Just curious, maybe. I know his brothers, Mac and Maddie. They work for me. Anyway, I stopped by to see Terry and thought I'd drop in and say hello to him.
Well, like I said, Todd is gone for the day. Maybe some other time?
Yeah, maybe some other time. Well, I'll be taking off now that I know you've got everything under control. It was a pleasure meeting you, Captain Stiles.
Have a nice day.
Join us again tomorrow for another exciting episode of Scripps and Scruples, a Radio Logger production.